Welcome back. Could y'all imagine being on a choir? Like, that would be so problematic. Like, Chantal, can you just take this serious? Can you just do what we need to do so we can get out of here at a decent time? No, I can't. I can't. And it's just this feeling that I have to do what I want to do kicks in. And when that kicks in overdrive, woo-wee! I would hate to be my teacher, okay? And that's why I can't take my ass back to school for anything, because I'm just going to be problematic the whole time, because I don't like people that I don't like telling me what to do. Okay? But anywho, welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast and host. And this podcast was started in 2018. Those who know, know. Those who don't think this is something new, well, it ain't. But it's something good, right? Because, you know, I'm going to tell you straight, and you're going to get something good, and you're going to leave fulfilled. You're going to leave enlightened. You're going to leave pumped up, okay? This is episode 3. I want to talk about increasing that productivity. What are you talking about? Increasing that productivity, okay? You can find more of me and my other shows on shambypotting.com. If you are looking to promote your business or your service or something that you're doing for the people, for the human beings, or maybe for animals or children, please link with me, okay? About professional shit, okay? Because my love life is very much fulfilled. I don't need anybody for that. Got someone for that. I am a very busy person, so if you contact me, let it be of something of substance. Thank you. This is episode 3, and we're in the beginning of the year, and this is the perfect time to talk about you being productive and you getting shit done, because a lot of people procrastinate, right? And a lot of people need that calendar to say January 1st to start what they need to do when they needed to do it from last year, June, okay? But we're just going to be happy you're here. We're just going to be happy that you're ready. We're just going to be happy that you're willing, okay? So first and foremost, do not start thinking that you're going to be productive without making a list, because some people are mental thinkers and they hold things in their heads and they think that they're going to get it all done by letting it sit there. Some people need to see it. Some people visualize it. And some people want to touch it one time and get it done. And those are the most successful people, because they don't procrastinate. They have it in their hands. They get it the fuck done and they get it out their face. And those are the people I like. Okay? Everyone cannot multitask. So stop trying to be me. I am a multitasker. Today I worked corporate, but I also did write-ups for 9 episodes today on different topics and subjects. So I know what the hell I want to talk about and I'm going to stay on topic. A lot of people can't do that. And I had kids in my house. A lot of people can't do that, okay? But I can do that because I have an issue with doing one thing at a time. I can't do it. I feel like I'm not really fulfilling the minutes in my day, okay? It's not about hours for me. It's about minutes, because there's more minutes in a day than there are hours, okay? So I'm trying to get everything. Try to get away. Everything, okay? Next thing you want to do is make alarms. Make alarms to keep you on schedule. I have an alarm for me praying. I have an alarm for my second time telling my ass to get up out of my bed. I have an alarm to pay bills. I have an alarm to call people at a certain time. I have an alarm to put my trash out because I forget. Just like this week, I forgot. So there's a lot of trash in that trash can. I'm going to hope that I don't create too much trash. That way, I don't have to take it to my brother's business and put it in his dumpster. And I want him to see me on camera because he'll be like, hey, hey, hey. That can't be too full. They're going to overcharge me. But I'm trying. I I do not like being late for anything. And if I know I'm not going to be able to do something, I like to tell people in businesses prior to when they expect me to do something. Okay. But if you're American Express, you're going to get that when I get that. All right. But definitely make alarms to keep you on schedule to get shit done. Make sure you have a setup to get it done. Meaning, wherever you're going to create or wherever you're going to get work done, make sure that shit is comfortable, clean, and organized so you can really get stuff done. Because there is nothing worse than knowing you have a lot of stuff to get done and you look at a desk that's just piled up with bullshit. You look at your studio that's a fucking mess, and you can't really instantly start what you came in there to do because you got to clean up, and then that just segues into other shit. So make it a thing where before you leave your desk, you clean it up. Before you start your task, you clean it up, and you leave time to clean it up and start your task. The next thing you want to do to make sure that your productivity is A1, you need to set your calendar to be productive. You need to see everything that is going to be demanded for you in the month so you could know where you need to be, when you need to be there, and you could give yourself breaks in between, okay? Because you are a person, not a machine. The next thing you want to do is focus on the 3 D's. Not that nasty ass. We're talking about the 3 D's to get shit done. The do's, you delegating, and you deciding what's going to get done and when it's going to get done. The 3 D's, what you doing, what you're going to delegate, and what you're going to decide to do, okay? Next thing you want to do is, if you want to be productive, I already said this, clean the space that you work in, right? I like to work in clean spaces. I like to have a clean house. A lot of people think before they come into my house that I spent a lot of time cleaning up. I didn't. I just have an issue with going to sleep with yesterday's trash in my house and mess from yesterday. I don't want to see what happened yesterday into tomorrow, so I clean it up. So even though I have kids in here, even though I do a lot of things, I try my best before I go to sleep to have my house clean. And if somebody needs to come in here the next day, I'm not really running around with a crazy chicken with my head cut off, because everything is where it needs to be. It makes it easier for me to find shit. If people are not calling your phone for like a real legit reason, do not answer that shit, okay? I have my iPhone set for if your number is not saved in my phone, you're going straight to voicemail. If you do not leave me a voicemail of substance, I'm not contacting you back, okay? And if I do know you and you didn't text me first and tell me what the call might be about, I'm probably not going to answer if what I'm doing is more important than sitting on the phone chopping it up with you. Okay. If it's my kid's school, I'm going to answer. If it's like one of my nephews, I'm going to answer. If it's my favorite brother, I'm going to answer. If it's my mother, I'm going to answer. Okay. If I'm in the shower, I'm not answering the phone because I'm not paying for no iPhone being wet. Next thing you want to do, check on the process of projects. A lot of people feel like all they have to do is know what they need to do, delegate it to somebody, and magically they're going to be on task and they're going to get it done. No, sometimes you have to pop up and what did Kendra say? Not that. But you got to pop up on people that are supposed to be doing shit that you gave them to do, or check in with them to make sure they're on top of things. For me, later on, when the girls get a bit older, I'm going to get heavier back on my footwear shit, where I want to go full throttle and design some shoes, okay? That's going to mean I'm going to be wearing out that passport, because if you think I'm going to pay X amount of dollars. She Gets It Pod will be right back after these messages. It is that season once again. That returning depression, that seasonal depression, that just, you know,
time where you just don't feel like doing anything. You don't feel like being in the mix with everyone. You feel overwhelmed, or you're just missing people, and that's perfectly okay. And some people need more help than others. And when you're looking for help, sometimes it's not your friends. Sometimes it's not your family. Sometimes it's not the person you're in a relationship with that can help you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online at our fingertips. And when you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone and be heard. Because we all have things that we carry that are a bit heavier than the next person's. And so if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone talk to you and listen to you and give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, please check out our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. So stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Hope you feel better.
For someone to do 500 to 1,000 something pairs of shoes so I can sell them and make profit, and me not see the process of what's being made to make sure y'all don't fuck it up. You're crazy, because I'm going to be going back and forth and checking on it in the process. So you have to check on what you're doing or what you're going to get done in the process. Trusting people to do it, that's one thing. Checking on people to do it, that's another level of it, okay? You need to have clear and real expectations of how it's going to get done. A lot of people will say, okay, this is what I want to do. This is how many months I'm going to be able to get it done. But they don't leave room for error. They don't leave room for real life shit. They don't leave room for accidents. And they don't leave room for people really not coming through like you thought it was going to come through. So have clear and real expectations of how something's going to get done and the time frame is going to get done. Next thing you want to do, group your similar tasks together. So a lot of times, if I know I'm going to be sitting at the desk, I want to do everything that would include me writing, typing, or reading and bookmarking shit at that desk. If I know I need a call, offices, I want to do that first thing in the morning. So I'm going to set an alarm so I can call, be on hold, be transferred, whatever, just to get what I need to get done. If I know something needs to be paid and I'm going to have to chase people, I'm going to make multiple alarms throughout the day for me to call these people. Okay. Do all your tasks together so you're not all over the place. Next thing you want to do in order to keep that productivity up, you want to be real with yourself. We all know when we're bullshitting. We know when we can do more. Sometimes defeat feels easier to deal with than you trying again. But honestly, I have to tell you, like, that's a trick. That's a trick that we tell ourselves to just give up or don't do it or it doesn't work, because that wasn't your time for it to work. That's how you have to look at it. Keep focused. Rethink it and try it again. Keep focus, rethink it, and try that hoe again, okay? Next thing you want to do is make sure that you're resting. And when I say resting, I'm not just talking about sleep. I'm talking about resting on mingling. You don't have to go out all the time when your friends is going out. You can miss out. Fuck FOMO, okay? If FOMO is not bringing in you money, and you don't need to be out all the time, every time your friends is going out. Rest away from your family. You don't have to go to every family function. I think it's very childish and ignorant for family members to expect you to always be available to them. And it is okay for you to go outside by yourself, do solo shit by yourself. You don't have to tell anybody that you're doing it. And if you see people that you know outside while you're doing shit for yourself, hit that head nod, wave, and keep it moving, okay? You have to really balance giving yourself to people, giving yourself to projects, giving yourself to your kids, giving yourself to your spouse or your mate, and doing something for you. so you don't feel like everybody's getting a piece of you except you, right? And it's very important to have balance in that, because some people find themselves trying to check everybody else's boxes that they completely forget about themselves. They don't take care of their health. They don't take care of their hygiene. They don't take care of just their mental space. And they look up one day and they don't recognize who they are. They look up one day and they don't remember the things that they love to do, right? So it's all about balance. Now, I think we all should have personal goals within our productivity, which means you need to be focused on a few things. Having small personal goals on bettering your health is good. Maybe you want to journal more. Maybe you want to learn another language and you've been putting that bitch off. Try to make sure that you do that. Okay, maybe you want to see your parents more. You don't spend enough time with your parents. You're getting older. Maybe you want to spend more time individually with your kids to get to know their personality. They're stepping into teens. Okay, they're stepping into that era where they don't want to be around family. They don't want to be around you, and everybody's the enemy. Okay, you got to figure out a way for you to fit into what they got going on. Okay, because you don't want your kids to become roommates with you, but you're the only one paying mortgage and rent. Handle that, okay? Maybe you have a personal goal of spending less this year. Maybe you have a personal goal of saving for a new home or playing an instrument that you used to play back in the day, or getting rid of what's not helping you, whether it's multiple cars, maybe it's a business that's really not bringing in income, but you're throwing rent to it, you're throwing in supplies and you're really not doing anything. Is it a money pit? You want to get rid of quote unquote friends that have brought you nothing but negativity. Maybe you want to get rid of the person that you're talking to who doesn't lift you up, who doesn't encourage you, who belittles your projects and the things that you aspire to be. Clean up. Okay, clean it up. Whatever it is, get rid of it. Whatever you need to keep, make a pile of what you need to keep, okay? Personal goal, maybe you should have a personal goal of not staying later at work. I think a lot of companies will exhaust you because you're so nice, because you do a great job, and they'll overwork you as if you're two or three people. You have to set your limits with work. Do not bring your work into your bedroom. Do not bring your work home. Do not bring that bullshit attitude that people have been giving you into your home. Some people pull up in their driveways and they sit in their car for like 20 minutes before they go in the house. Understandable. But I'm happy that I have a house where I don't have to do that. And I could have a conversation with my kids and be like, hey, once we get in this house, give me 15 minutes. Do not ask me anything. Do not talk to me. Just take your shoes off. Take it to your room. You know what you need to do. You know what time it is. And then after 15 minutes, you can come to me. You can ask me questions. And I'll be ready. Because a lot of people, you know, they're able to wake up, be talked to, take kids to school, take them to the bus stop, be talked to. Somebody calls them, they're talking. They go back in the house, they're talking. Before they start work, they're talking. They're talking while they're at work. As soon as they get off, they're talking. The kids is home, they're talking. The kids need this, they're talking. So it gets really crazy. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this show and enjoy this episode. I know I'm dropping gems for y'all. I know I am, because that's just what I do. I appreciate every listen and every download and every share. So if you see me clipping on social media, share that shit, because I appreciate it. Speaking of sharing, not only are you supporting this podcast, but you're supporting all the other podcasts that I do that can be found on shambipodden.com. That is a website where I put everything that I'm working on, whether it's books, whether it's merch, whether it's links to support me, or support the people who support me, can be found on that website. Also, there is a monthly, I want to say
it's like a newsletter, but it's not really like a newsletter because I'm not emailing y'all with y'all spam emails that y'all don't even check anyway. But if you want any updates regarding podcasting tips or what I have going on, every month I give a updated, detailed what's going on with me info on that website. I also blog on that website, so I might create different articles on that website. Sharing those links helps support me. So if you're looking to support me, do that. I also do other podcasts that can be found on there. Each podcast has their own page. I am working on a lot of other collaborations this year, and you can find me on some people's live shows this year. You know, just staying busy. Shambi Podding, okay? You can email me about business, okay? My email can be found on that website because I know how some people get, okay? I am here to create and to share knowledge. That is what I do. Everyone around me is great. Therefore, if you listen to me, you are searching for greatness, and I appreciate you. I hope you enjoy the show, and don't forget to follow me, add me, and check out Shannon Pods on YouTube. Sometimes I do video record my episodes, but not all the time because I'm just not that girl. My audience is not on YouTube, but I know some people like the YouTube spaces. But back to the show.
To be honest, if you really cared about being productive, you would just be on top of your shit. That's the simplest way to put it. And if you don't care about being productive, that's fine too. But when other people who are behind you are like leaps ahead, you gotta swallow that. You gotta eat that. You gotta be okay with that. Life is not waiting on you to get ready. You gotta choose to be ready. You gotta choose to prepare. You gotta choose to miss out on some temporary fun shit right now in order to get longevity in doing all the shit you want to do later. And just thrive. But it's definitely a choice to be more productive. It's definitely a sacrifice to spend money on yourself to be a better person, be a better photographer, be a better, I don't know, whatever you want to do. You got to invest in yourself. And sometimes investing in yourself looks like you're not doing anything to other people. But you know the time that you're putting in. You know the effort that you're putting in. You know if you're doing the right research. You know if you're challenging yourself enough. And that has to be enough in order to get to the results you want. But thank you so much for checking out today's episode. You can find me at shambipodden.com. Hashtag shambipodden on social media. You'll find me. And I just want y'all to have a realistic, great year. Because of the results of your fucking labor. All right? Bye. Don't say I didn't say it because I did.
'Raise the rudders! 'Raise the sails! 'Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.